Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we've been talking about insurance in the aftermath of hurricane-turned-tropical storm Irene, but it's not just your home or your car that could have been damaged as a result of the wind and high water. If food you purchased with food stamps was destroyed or went bad, our next guest is here to tell you that you can get reimbursed. And if your cupboards are still full of canned food and provisions that you purchased in advance of the storm, she'll also have some ideas on what you can do with those. Joining me now is Anya Duggan, Vice President of Research, Policy, and Education for the Food Bank of New York City. Hi, Anya. Welcome back.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Okay, thank you. So we just talked about insurance. People may be surprised to know that if they bought food with food stamps and it went bad in the fridge because they lost power, that they could get that food or the value of that food replaced?
Right. I think many people probably don't know that they can get it replaced, and it's really important because, you know, if you're low income, losing a refrigerator full of food can be very damaging and obviously set you back, particularly at this time when people are getting, you know, kids ready to go back to school and are incurring all sorts of other expenses.
How do you do it?
Well, it's very simple, actually. People can contact HRA directly. That's the Human Resources Administration of the city, you know, either by contacting their food stamp office directly or they can call 311. And if they have any difficulty navigating the system, they can also call the food bank and we can help them navigate the system. Essentially, what people have to do is, I would say, act quickly because they have 10 days within which they must report the loss. So there's a very, very simple form. It's a New York State form that they're going to have to fill out at a food stamp office, and they will claim for the loss of the food that they purchased with their food stamp benefit, and then the case will be processed from there.
What do people have to prove to get reimbursements for food purchase with food stamps? Do you have to bring the food in? Do you have to show photographs? What?
You actually don't. I mean, any kind of backup documentation that a person might have is very helpful. So if somebody had, for example, a letter from Con Ed or a letter from their landlord, which attests to the fact that they have a power outage, let's say, or that they had flooding, that can certainly be helpful, but it's not necessary. So you just really have to go into the food stamp office or call the food stamp office and just report your case and ask to fill out the form and, you know, let people know that you're there to claim the replacement food stamp benefit.
That's good that you don't actually have to bring in the moldy cheese.
No, I don't think anybody wants the stacks of spoiled food. If people want to donate good food, that's a whole different story, and we can get to that in a second.
Right, and let's get to that in a second. But, you know, we have somebody writing on our page that, oh, hello, I live in New Jersey, and this guest is from the food bank for New York City. Do these same rules apply elsewhere in other states with respect to replacing food purchased with food stamps that went bad?
They do. Because food stamps is a federal benefit, then the replacement food stamps kick in any area where there's a disaster. Different states have different ways of implementing the food stamp benefit, but some of the general rules are the same. So it really is just a matter of contacting your local office and asking about the replacement food stamp benefit.
Is there a limit to how much a person can get in reimbursements?
Well, it will be based on the actual allotment that the household or family are getting to begin with. So, and every household is different.
And before you go, talk about the canned food, because people on food stamps, like everybody else, probably went out and filled their pantries and cupboards just in case they were going to be stranded and without power. And I understand you can't get reimbursed for that, but you have a suggestion.
Right. I mean, if people did go out and buy a lot of food and they now want to donate it, there are a few things they can do. The first thing, probably the best thing to do, is go to your local soup kitchen or food pantry and donate it there. They can certainly use the extra food. But if somebody doesn't know where their local soup kitchen or food pantry is, they can easily contact the food bank. They can go on our website or they can call us directly at 212-566-7855, and we can certainly help them donate the food to a local soup kitchen or food pantry.
212-566-7855. Last thing, I have the form that you sent us, the sample form, the replacement food stamps request form, and it reads, "My household experienced a household misfortune, and X dollars in food purchased with food stamp benefits were destroyed." So Hurricane Irene qualifies as this misfortune, or the power outage from the hurricane. What else qualifies as a household misfortune?
Flooding, for example, that may have happened, or it's just generally if the refrigerator was damaged, let's say, or if you were actually evacuated and food spoiled because you've been away from home or because you can't actually get access to the food. So, you know, there are a number of people, let's say, in the South Bronx, in Jamaica, Queens, and even on Staten Island who would be affected by this. Number of people, of course, were evacuated, but even more people who are affected by the power outage in this case.
Anya Duggan, Vice President of Research Policy and Education for the Food Bank of New York City. Good information. I'll bet a lot of people on food stamp benefits did not know this. So some of you now can get your food or the value of your food replaced. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And coming up in a minute, we will meet the brand new director of the Brooklyn Public Library. And did you know that even in the face of all these budget cutbacks at the city level, the Brooklyn Public Library is expanding its hours and services? Interesting new director of the BPL. We'll talk to Linda Johnson coming right up.